A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." Jesus replied with a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.'" But God said, "You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God." This week, the worldwide Dominican family was brought to a profound encounter with this Sunday scripture text from St. Luke. When we were told about the death of Father Dominique Renard. Dominique, a 59-year-old member of the province of France, has been serving in Rome as the vicar of the order, the main assistant to the master of the order. And this week, Dominique died in his sleep of a heart attack at the general chapter of the order in Bogota, in Colombia. Dominique was not the sort of man who is presented to us by Jesus in Luke's gospel today, the sort of man who stored up large barns full of goods so that he could rest, eat, drink, and be merry. I remember Dominique when he came to the United States, to St. Louis, and visited our faculty at Aquinas Institute of Theology. He was a merry man and a happy man, but he was fully at service of the common good of the Dominican family and of the church. Our gospel today tells us that our life might be demanded of us at any time, and Dominique has reminded us of that. The impermanence of our life. And it challenges all of us to think, what is the meaning of our life and of our Christian life? Our second reading for this Sunday is from the letter of St. Paul to the church in Colossae. And Paul reminds us of our interdependence with one another in the church, or in Dominique's case, in the Dominican family. St. Paul says that here there is neither Greek nor Jew, nor barbarian or Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all in all. In the church, as in the Dominican family, Christ is at the center, and we are all interrelated through him. St. Paul says to the church in Colossae, "Put away then everything that is, so to speak, earthly. Immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, greed, anything that is an idolatry that takes us away from Christ at the center." The challenge here, between the lines, put more positively, is a challenge to a growth in virtue, in joy, peace, self-control, love, and service, and all those many other things that Paul mentions in his letters. We are part of something that is bigger than ourselves in Jesus Christ. We are deeply interrelated, and we are called to put on virtue and to put on Christ. Earlier this week, I was talking in my role as academic dean at Aquinas Institute of Theology with a faculty member. And she was saying that in many ways, the seeds that she is planting in her teaching ministry will bear fruit perhaps in 100 years, long after she is gone. It reminded me of a priest who said after the Second Vatican Council that the fruits of a council can take 100 years to be put into place. That's precisely what Koheleth is saying to us this Sunday in our reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. Koheleth says, "Vanity of vanities, everything is vanity." Sometimes he says, "One who has toiled with wisdom and knowledge and skill must leave all to be enjoyed by another who did not toil for it." Well, put more positively, our lives are not vanity when we put Christ at the center, when we concentrate on our own growth in virtue and on our service and our interdependence in the common good. I was reminded of this very personally this week when in my home state of Minnesota, a large highway bridge collapsed during rush hour. The infrastructures of our lives can be weak, but we can make them strong. We can think that we are at the center, but in Christ we can remember that we are interdependent and that indeed Christ is at the center. We are invited to keep remembering the big picture of our Christian life, that we are about a common project that began before we were born and will continue after we die. We are putting on Jesus Christ. We are tending to one another in love. We are remembering our own mortality as we pray for Dominique and those other Christians who have gone before us. But today, for today, we are playing our part in the mission of Jesus Christ.